All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is pre-recorded, but yet somehow still live from the lair. I love saying that. All right, today is another episode coming from the dad you never had called the self-deletion setup.
Stop screaming.
Okay.
I've been fighting this scourge roughly since the end of 2008. And during my military career, which was 33 years long, I worked on funeral details quite a few times. And I quit counting at 100 at how many people I threw into the dirt, because it just seemed pointless to keep counting.
Three fabulous flyers!
And while doing this, I noticed that a high volume of these veteran suicides or funerals were suicides or very suspicious. I would think out of the 100, when I stopped counting, about 20 of them were either self-deletions or very suspicious. And by mean suspicious, you know, the veteran got divorced and then 5 to 10 years later dies of cirrhosis of the liver or some type of overdose. Now, let's just be honest, that is a self-deletion in slow motion, and men are really good at doing this. In fact, you can't even drive through a major city without seeing a whole bunch of men that are homeless, and a lot of them were there by the system that, in my opinion, sets them up to for failure from the beginning.
Damn right!
Because a lot of men are getting, you know, they're turning 18, they're going out into the world thinking that it's gonna be all that in a bag of chips, the world is their oyster, and what have you. Now, that is true if you know the traps and the dangers and the pitfalls ahead of time. If you don't know what those are and you stumble into them, well, you're stuck in the quagmire of doom. Ah, I said that word. Let's make the hair in the back of my neck stand up.
You want an offer you can't refuse?
Redonkulous Swag is back in full swing on Fourth Wall. With more designs than ever before, there's never been a better time to show your love for the regiment. After all, variety is the spice of life, and it's good to have a wide selection.
Sometimes it's a spread brown eye kind of nice, sometimes it's girl on girl time.
Click on the link tree in the description or scan the QR code on the screen and you can pop in.
Ha! Gay!
To see our fun designs on everything from shirts to mugs to stickers to pint glasses, patches, laptop sleeves, hats, and more. Because everyone needs new clothes for the gay cruise, right? Just make sure you bring a straight friend to cover your six.
All right, now this is very methodical, and it's been going on roughly since 1960 when, let's just be honest, we're going to call it the cult of the cunt, which is feminism, really showed their hand. Now, when you look at the word feminism, it seems very innocuous. Women should have rights and get all of the privileges and so forth that men get.
Maybe.
Fair enough.
They get the privileges, but they don't get any of the work or consequences or downside that men have to face on a regular basis. All right, now if you look behind me here, you'll see on the board, number one, we're up to 583 lives saved from suicide. I believe one or two of them are women. We do have women that watch the show. Listen, if you're on the edge and you need to laugh or find any kind of solace, we're not going to turn you away here at Redonkulous, okay? That's just the way it is. But a majority of the people that come and watch this content are middle-aged men and younger. I don't really get a lot of older men. I don't know why. Maybe I don't appeal to them because they're really stuck in the blue pill world that, let's just be honest, that they created for themselves. Now over here, I have the growing up phase. Now you will see here that a lot of the young men today had to grow up under this umbrella. When I grew up in the, you know, 70s and 80s, it was just starting to, you know, constrict on us. And even back then, I was like, this is bullshit. No way, I'm not buying it. But here we are in 2026, and this is serious business. All right, now what you have here is a lot of young men today are called toxic, and they're blamed and they're shamed. If they don't accept the woke culture, feminism, abortion, all right, grooming, and communism. Yes, communism. For whatever reason, the cult of the cunt is pushing for socialism slash communism like it's nobody's business. And if you don't accept abortion as healthcare because they want to take away some of the stigma here. Well, I had some fun with AI and I asked it a couple of simple questions. Question number one, how many babies have been aborted worldwide since 1960? All right, that is 66 years ago. It's a very ominous number. But that the answer I got back from the Grok AI is 2.67 billion children have been murdered. That's what abortion is. You're killing another human being and, you know, basically devaluing its existence as a bundle of cells.
Micah, be careful of the hoe!
I didn't see it coming.
Stay away from the hoes!
That's a pretty huge number. That's almost half the world population since 1960. Now I ask the same question, how many people have been killed in war since 5000 BC to today? That number comes near roughly 1 billion people. So 7,000 years, 1 billion people killed in war, 66 years, 2.67 billion children terminated intentionally. I'm just saying, ask the AI yourself. Now, back to this. You have to believe the brainwashing. If you sit there and go, yeah, I don't really think this is working out, you know, boom. You're getting a diagnosis of behavioral health. You're going to wind up on some type of pills.
Gross! Hate them.
That really does happen. Okay, next you have, you must ignore reality. For instance, the difference between men and women. They give it some nebulous kind of bullshit and add a whole bunch of other imaginary genders in there to even make it that much more confusing. And they want to add their pronouns in because English already isn't as insanely hard as it is. Okay, if you're looking at the board, anything's misspelled. I do have dyslexia, so it is what it is. It's the idea that counts, not the spelling. All right, next, you must reject masculinity. Because men who are masculine resist this bullshit because they have strength. In their mind, their spirit, and their body. Women can't have that. I'm just being honest. All right, a majority of the contacts a boy will have growing up are women. School, daycare, his mother, because more than likely there won't be a father in the house. He won't have any male role models. All right, and that's not a good look. We all see the results of the children born to single mothers. I'm just being honest. Look up the stats yourself. They're pretty egregious. All right. Removal of places where men bond. They've all been destroyed. They've all been infiltrated by women who insist they change the culture and then they destroy it from within. So men actually don't bond anymore unless you go in the military and you're in an all-male unit, which I don't think those exist anymore. Because women invaded and they're destroying it from within. All right. This is basically this creates weakness of the mind and I would say weakness of the spirit. All right. So you're already becoming 18 years of age with a huge disadvantage going into the game. All right. Next, you have, a man must build his value. A woman is born with value. As soon as she, you know, reaches her reproductive years, her value is as high as it's ever going to be. That's roughly 18 to 28. After that, it falls off pretty quickly, especially when they hit the wall. That's biology talking. I'm sorry you hit the wall at 0 eggs per hour. Wah, cry me a river, build a bridge, and get the fuck over it.
It was a moment! The moment was you being dumb!
All right, the blue-collar jobs, women consider people who have those kind of jobs broke and dusty. All right, despite the fact that they do make a really good income, there's not a lot of student debt attached to that, but hey, women think you're broke and dusty. All right, next, college is an empty hole. You go to college, you're coming out with a minimum of $30,000 in debt, and you have to take two-thirds of the classes, which are meaningless and only there to indoctrinate you more. It's pretty much the same thing that happened over here, but now you're paying for it. Does that sound appetizing? No. Men are refusing not to go to college because of this fact. All right, next. Employment is drying up. A lot of the manufacturing jobs, in fact, most of them, sent over to China by the Democratic government, and I would dare say the Republicans as well, because they're basically, it's the same bird, but two different wings. They're flying to the same destination. Okay, this whole culture we have in the West does not value men, hates masculinity, and literally thinks of you as a perpetrator just for being a man, i.e. the mandatory don't rape classes that were going on. They're going on over in England, in Europe, and they're even, you know, were happening here in the military. And I know a couple guys who refused to attend and got in some serious trouble.
Is this reversible?
Possibly.
This creates hopelessness. All right, so now you have weakness and hopelessness. That's bad. Next, you have divorce is rampant, so is divorce rate. Just think how insane this is. You get married. She says, I'm not happy. You go from living with your children every single day to seeing them 4 days a month, which is basically 96 hours. You're getting half your check taken. You'll lose your house. And what have you. I myself had to live out of my car for 6 months until I was able to get back on my feet again. All right. Now, granted, I would sleep in my car two or three nights, go hang out and couch surf at a buddy's house, take a shower, eat some good food, watch some TV, and then back to my car and went for 6 months. It did happen, and it sucked. Okay. Chances are you're going to lose your children. 80% to 85% of the time, they're going to give custody of the kids to the mother. And if it looks like it's not going to happen, she'll make a false allegation to get the silver bullet to win the kids in divorce. And even if you prove it's not, you know, it was a lie or it didn't exist, it's too late. The kids are already established with her. Good luck getting them back. All right. Men get accused of sexual assault and sexual harassment on the regular, and an accusation will ruin a man's life.
For the last time, stay away from the hoax!
I think they're attracted to me somehow!
So why interact with these women if you run such a horrible risk? And they're out there. You can read about them in the news all the time. And women that do this, they literally have no downside to doing it. They make all of these accusations, get away scot-free. You most of the time, you can't even sue them.
Man, I'm in jail?
Now you have men are bad-mouthed on all media, to include big tech. They're totally going after the manosphere and the other acronyms that I can't say on this video because the algorithm will do bad things to me. And my channel, it just is what it is. Men lose opportunities to affirmative action. This has been going on for decades. I myself, years ago, I wanted to become a Michigan State police officer. I took the entrance exam three times, scored an 85, an 88, and a 92 percentile on that test. I was supposed to get an additional 10 points for being a Purple Heart recipient with the CIB. That put me over 100%. My phone never rang. I applied for the FBI, went through two interviews. They said, nope, we're not taking you because you're not a woman and you don't have a degree in forensic accounting or law.
What?
Even though that was not in the job description at all. And the reason they told me that is the guy who ran the FBI office down in Detroit was a former Marine, and he pulled me aside and told me the truth, which I completely appreciated. So good on you for that. All right, this creates helplessness and destroys your purpose. All right, if you want to see men hurl themselves into oblivion at breakneck speed, you apply this trifecta to them, and they're as good as gone. All right, here at Redonkulous.com, I have quite the library of videos to fight this, and I've been doing it since roughly the end of 2008. I've pulled 583 people from oblivion using logic, reason, and comedy, period. Now, it's not really stand-up comedy. I'm trying to break into that world, but it's a different tempo. This is more like spoken word comedy, comedy lectures. All right, I've talked about PTSD, depression, loss of purpose, loss of hope. I've talked about all of the craziness Cult of the Cunt does. I put it in a comedic light and I spin it in a way so it will sink into your thinking meat and warn you from making the mistakes that other men have made like myself.
Or we could do it my way.
Your way would get us arrested.
All right, now you know the trifecta. You know what's out there. Handle yourself accordingly, gentlemen, please. Because I'm sick and tired of throwing you dudes into the dirt because you're taking a permanent solution to a temporary problem. You need to play the long game. You have no idea what tomorrow holds for you, and it could literally change on a dime. You need to stay in the fight. And if everything else fails, live at a motherfucking spite.
From the echo chambers where no one dares to speak, I bring my comedy to break the bleak. Booze-fueled bits to expose the weak. Leftist babies crying.